Beginning tonight, Shirin Simon Reish Samech Dalad, we're up to Sif Zayin, the very top of page 78. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Korach Zephes Oshava Uchelev Saviv HaPsila Madlikim Behem. If one wraps pitch or wax or fat around a wick, you can light it for Nero Shabbos. The Mishabura says in Sifkatan Chav Dalad, the lo asru bikulu, we only asked them in yesterday's shir, ela im hayu nesunim bikli, unless these liquids were placed in a kli, v'nosein ha-psila besochem, and you place the wick inside those things. Kamo sha'osen b'shemen, like the way that we light oil. Sha'oz einim shochen achar ha-psila, because then these materials, these substances do not get drawn after the wick properly. Aval bazeh, but here where they're wrapped around it, nimshach shapir im apsila shebesocho, they do draw they are drawn after the psila that is inside of them. Sefkano chavei saviv apsila, dafka im apsila ksheir, this is dafka if you wrap these materials around a kosher psila, aval im hipsula lo mahani akricha savivla. But if the psila is not a good psila, it's puzzle because it doesn't draw well, so it won't even help if you have these things wrapped around it. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sefches. Hamadlik tzarach sheyadlik rov ma sheyotzi min apsila me'aner. The one who lights the candles needs to light the majority of that which comes out from the wick from the candle. In other words, when you have a candle of oil with a wick sticking out of it, you have to make sure that you are lighting it till half of the wick, the majority of the wick is lit. Says the Mishabura Sevkatan Chavav, Tzarach sheyadlik, kidei shiye halav ole yofe miyad sheyasalak yodo. In order that the flame should go up nicely immediately when you remove your hand. Kemo shehoyo ha'inyan badlokas ha'menorah, just like it was when they lit the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. In 0:15 he writes, Tam nosav kazav aruch ha'shulchan, aruch ha'shulchan brings out a different reason, shein lo yadlik es rov ha'psila karov ha'dover she'aner yechad, if you don't light it till the majority of the wick is already on fire, so it's more likely that the nair is going to go out. So it's not a din in being compared to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a din in making sure your candles lit properly. Now it could be that's the reason in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's all one and the same, but he's bringing it down as a separate reason. Sifkadon Chav Zayin, we said, min, from the psila that's in the nair, v'hu adin bin air shav of a chalev, so too a wax candle or a candle made of chalev, so too whatever wick is sticking out of that material would have to have the majority already lit. Says the Mechaber in Siftes, ein tzarech lahavhev ha-psila. You do not have to be mahavhev the psila, which is really to pre-light and extinguish the wick. Perish, inyan hivuv yipol adover she'eno nisraf lagamri, v'gamri lo kayim lagamri. The loshon of hivuv is somewhere in the middle. It's not totally burnt. It's not totally whole. It's like pre-burnt a little bit, and then it's blown out. And he brings a ray of al tochlu mimenu no Targum Yonasan mahavhev. The loshon of hivuv is used in the Targum Yonasan on al tochlu mimenu no, which the pshat over there is it shouldn't be only roasted a little bit, like partly raw. So again, it's somewhere in the middle, just like we're saying hiv over here. It's not fully burnt. It's not burnt. It's somewhere in the middle. So that's the lashon of mahavhev that's brought down in Targum Yonasan on that pasuk in Shmos. Says the Ramah, even though the Mechaber says that you don't have to be mahavhev the psila, mikomakom nogu lahadlik ha-psila ulechaboso, however the minog is to in fact light the candle and to extinguish it, kidei she'tia mechoreches, in order that it should be burnt, v'yochaz boho or yofa, and therefore the fire will connect to it nicely, it will be easier to light. Says the Mishabur in Tzevkadon Chavches, mikomakom nogu, the minog is that you pre-light it, v'af b'ner ha-korach ke'en shalonu osin ke'en, even the candles that are wrapped around with the wax or other materials like ours, you also do the hivuv. You also do the pre-lighting. V'ze yasa ha'ish mitchila, this the husband should do first. V'ye to'ela shelotisha ha'isha ba'adlakasa ba'agiyaz mana. That way, when his wife goes to light, it goes quicker and she doesn't have to waste time with the lighting. Says note number 16, v'haminag v'beis ha'chazunish and the stipel, the minag in B'nai Brak by the chazunish and the stipel was shelo lahavev ha'psila, they did not do the hivuv to the psila. Ubiru sham b'shem ha'chazunish, and it is explained b'shem ha'chazunish, our candles are good quality, they light well without doing the hivuv, and therefore it's not necessary. Even if you want to say like them, And like the Mechaber, that you don't need Hilchav nowadays, Kfar Kasa the Mishabur Leel, the Mishabur already told us earlier, Shetov Shaish Yisakin Haneros V'Yachinim LaHadloka. The man should at least set up the candles and prepare them for Hadloka. If he's not going to do the extra Hilchav, at least he should do the preparation. Says the Mechaber, Vayter and Sif Yud, Ein Madlikin Bismartutin Afilu Mechorochin. You cannot light with rags, worn out begadim, even if they are burnt up a little bit and pre-lit, we're going to see they don't light well, and therefore you can't use them. Says the Mishabura Sefkat Chavtes, Hainu Beloi Bigdei Pishon Hagasim. This is talking about worn out garments of linen that are gas, Umitam She'ena Or Ne'echaz Yafa Behem. And the reason is because the fire does not catch on to them well. V'ayim B'prim Begadim. Look in the Prima Godim. Ein madlikin ala shulchan b'ner cheres yoshan. You should not light on the table with a ner cheres, a pottery ner, which is old, the mois, because it is disgusting. Elim kein yisiku ba'ur, unless it was after it was completed as a kli, it was burnt up again in the fire, and that makes it less miustik. So that extra hisuk that it has that makes it better, then it would be okay. V'im hu shel zechuchis o shel cheres mitzufa, but if the candle is made out of glass, or it's made out of cheres that is covered with some other material, shari, then it is permissible. She'enu mos kol kach, that takes away a lot of the mias, and it's okay. U'bi'ish ani she'en lo, and if there's a poor person who has nothing but in their cheres, that's yoshin, that's mo'es, vaday mutter, for sure it's okay. Mimashi is batal minir Shabbos to huchova. Better than the other option of canceling out their Shabbos, not doing it at all, because that's a chiyuv, and therefore, if he has no other option, he should light in their cheres yoshan, even though it is ma'is. That concludes Simen Reis Samach Dalet, and now we begin Simen Reis Samach Hei, again on page 78. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Ein nosnin kli menukov molei shemen al pi haner. You do not place a vessel that has a hole on the bottom filled with oil on top of your ner, kedei she'e notef besocho, in order that the oil should drip down into the candle. So you have your candle, which is your cup of oil on the bottom, and you have extra oil in a kli on top, and you have a little hole, so it drips down, so you have a constant flow of oil into your ner to keep it going. So you should not do that. Why should you not do that? Says the Mechaber, gzeira shema yistapik mimenu, v'yischayev mishum mechaber. He gives a pshat that needs understanding, which we'll try to understand it. It's a gzeira, you might end up taking some of the oil from the top kli to use it, and you'll be chayev from mechabe, which is very strange, because the top kli is not where the flame is. The flame is on the bottom. The top kli is just having oil that's dripping down a little bit slowly at a time to be mechazik, the bottom there. So he says you shouldn't put it there to drip down, because you may be tempted to take out some oil from the top kli, and that'll be a problem of mechabe. We'll explain that shortly. But the imchibro lo besid o becharsis mutter. But if you attach the two kalim together with either lime or with clay, then it's permissible. Why? The kevan shu kli echad. Since you made it into one kli, badul minei mishum eser Shabbos, then you separate from it. You know you can't take from that candle because it's like taking from the nair. You would never take from the nair. If it's a separate kli on top, you might take from it. Once it's connected and it's really one candle, one there, so you're not going to take from it, there is no chshash. We'll see the Mishabura, and we'll see the note that really explains this in great detail. Says the Mishabura in Sefkat and Aleph, we said the gzeira is shemi yestapik imenu, you might draw some oil from it. The kevan shehu bikli acher, she'en aner besocho, since the oil in the top kli is in a different vessel, and it's not in the ner that is underneath it, lo bodil mine, a person doesn't separate himself from it. The kevan shektzol in there, but since that oil was set aside for dripping into the candle, hamistapik chayav mishum mechabe, one who will take oil out of the top kli will be chayav mishum mechabe. So we have to read note number 2 to get a, I wouldn't say better, to get an understanding of this halacha. So note number 2 he writes, ul'inyan hamistapik min hashemen shebener atzmo shechayav mishum mechabe. The first paragraph starts with taking out oil from the nair itself, and then he works his way up to the kli above the nair. So when it comes to taking out oil from the nair itself, the reason why you're chayav mishum mechabe kemavur b'gemara, like the Gemara in Beya says, Das HaRosh, the Rosh opinion is, sheyesod achiyav hu mishum shemekariv es kibui haner. You are bringing closer the extinguishing of the candle. Taking out oil from the candle, you're making it go out earlier. V'ivu das ha-tosos, but the opinion of Tosos is she'isuro mishum shemechahe bekach es or haner v'nire kikivui. The Tosos says, because by taking out oil from the ner, you're dulling and dimming the fire, and it looks like you're extinguishing. So again, the Rosh says, because you're bringing closer the time of extinguishing, and Tosfos says, no, by actually taking out the oil, it gets dimmer at that moment, and you're actually dimming it, so it looks like kibui. V'lochein kasva Tosfos, we'll see a beautiful nafkamina between the two shitas. Therefore, Tosfos writes, shemuter b'yomtov lachtoch ner shava. If you have a wax candle, you'll have to cut the bottom on yontif. The afal pisha bekach makarves kibuyav, even though you're making a god earlier now because half the candle is gone, mikomakom ein or mismait ayidezeh, by cutting off the bottom of a wax candle, you're not affecting the flame that's there right now, and therefore the fitosa will be okay. Masha'enkein, obviously, das harosh, kosaves yosef lakamon, sha'osa biyomta vlato ner shava, kevin shabekach makarves kibuyav. According to Rosh, that'll be a problem because you're making the candle go out earlier by taking away half the candle. According to Tosfos, it's fine. You're not affecting the flame. That's the machlokas Tosfos and the Rosh by taking out oil from the Nair itself. What about taking it from the Kli on top of the Nair? Because that's really where we're saying over here, it's a problem of Mechabe. Ubetama dover, shamistapik mishemen shebekli menukov mimenu notef Hashem letoch haner. And the reason why, when one takes out oil from the kli with the hole on top that's dripping into the Nair, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains, Sheladas HaRosh, Kevon Shehuktsa Hashem in the Nair. According to the Rosh, it's a little easier, because since the oil in the top candle was really designated for the Nair, and the plan is, and Pashas, without doing any Maisa, it will all be used for the extension of the fire of the Nair. So nechshav shebinitilas Hashem and makarves kibuy on there. So by taking out oil even from the top kli, you're making the fire go out earlier, because all this oil was really designated towards extending the lifetime of the fire, and now you're shortening it. That's a problem of kibuy lefi the Rosh. The ilu das atosus, but according to Tosus, afal pi she'en mecha es or haner b'netilas Hashem v'yakli ha'menukov, obviously if you take out a little bit of oil from the top kli, you are not affecting the flame in the Nair. Mikomakom yeshlachos. Still, you have to be concerned. Shema yimloch v'yito me'aner es kol hashemen im hakli o biladov. The concern is you might change your mind and take away the entire oil on top, or the entire kli with the oil on top. V'nimtza mecha es or haner ba'osa shah. And then at that moment, when there's no oil dripping in, so that already will affect immediately the flame of the fire that's normally being fed from the additional oil dripping down. There's no oil dripping down. You're all of a sudden stopping it cold turkey. That would affect the flame. That is the hesber of the machlokas, Tosfos on the Rosh, Lagabi, these two places that you're taking oil out of. Continues. Yeah, Tosfos says, I'll say it quickly, but we have a lot to do. Tosfos says, with the bottom there, if you take the oil out, the problem is that the flame... No, the flame gets a little dim. I don't know why he says it.
It looks like it, or it is? Because that would be.
You're asking good. You're asking good. We have to look up the toast inside. The way he brings it over here is that it actually dulls the fire, and it looks like kibui. Right, if it's dulling the fire, it should be kibui.
Actual kibui. Like if you have a...
Yes, you're bringing up a valid point. We have to look up the toast inside to see exactly how he says it. But that's the way it is brought down over here. But you're asking a very good point. L'chor, if it's dulling the flame, so that itself is kibui. Could we,
yeah,
if you don't mind, because we have a lot to do, then we'll discuss it later. The Mishabura says, Vadir Tzevkoton Beis, the Yischayev. We said again, you might draw out oil, and you'll be Chayev Mishum Mechabe. Vafiu la poskim shesovrim, dal stam kibui, ein bochi of chatos, rak isura ba'alma. And according to those poskim who hold that by stam extinguishing, there is no chi of chatos, it's not an iser daraisa, it's only stam and iser. Milvakishu mechabe kishetzarchle b'chamim. They say the only real iser daraisa is when you're extinguishing in order to have coals as a result of your extinguishing. Like we'll see later in Simon Shin Lamedal at Sivchav Zayin. Afilu hachi gozru bei rabbanon hach zera. So even though it's really only asim the rabbanon to extinguish its stam without the resulting coals, still they assert to have this dripping go down the rabbanon, because you might come to extinguish it, even though that's also only asim the rabbanon. So even though it's gzeira l'gzeira, they made this gzeira. Note number 3 explains why they made a gzeira l'gzeira here. The Malchus HaShekel says, "V'tam adover shegozru kain, af al pi shegzeira l'gzeira." We don't usually say gzeira l'gzeira. If the whole extinguishing is only this is the rabbanon, because you're not getting the coals out of it, you're just extinguishing the fire. So putting the kli on top, we're worried you might come to extinguish it. We're worried you might come to do the rabbanon. So the rabbanon, gzeira l'gzeira, we don't usually do that. Humishum she'isra mechabe kalhu be'enei anoshim, says the Matzah Shekel, because people don't take this isra mechabe serious enough, and therefore the Rabbanim felt they have to make this extra gzeira. Says the mechaber, Vayter and Sebei, is a very similar case. Lo yimale adam ka'ara shemen. A person should not fill up a plate or a bowl of oil, v'yitznena b'tzad haner, and place it side by side the candle, v'yitein rosh ha'psila b'socha, and you put the second edge, not the edge that's on fire, the other end of the wick in the kli, so the wick goes from the kli next to the nair, into the nair, and up. Right, so the one part of it is out through the nair on fire, and then the wick goes into the nair, and then out of the nair into the kli next to it. So in this case, so instead of having the oil dripping down from on top, you have the fact that the wick is really in both of the kalim, and it's using all of the oil for the fire. So in this case, the Mechaber says you should not do that. Bishvil shateishu eves, so that it should draw out the oil from the additional kli. Same gzeira shema yestapik mimenu. A gzeira that you might come to take and use the oil in the kli that has the other end of the wick in it. So let's see the Mishabur over here who explains. Sivkotan gimel. Rosh apsila ratzalomar. Kotze hasheni meapsila she'eno dolik. The second end of the wick that is not being lit, yitain b'hakara lishov Hashem, and that's placed in the bowl next to the nair to draw that, as well as to use the oil that's in the nair, obviously. So what's the chiddush of this halacha? The salka da dechamina, I would have thought this is better. Kevon da psilo munachas gam b'kara yehi bodil minei. I would have thought, since the wick is already in the other kli, maybe a person would distance himself from it because it's like part of the nair. As opposed to the last halacha, the top kli was no shaychus. It was just a kli with oil dripping down. So there you might come to make use of the oil. But here, where it's the kli next to it and the wick is actually in it, it's like you might think it's a chelik of the candle itself, of the wick itself, of the nair, and you for sure would distance yourself and you wouldn't need the gzeira. Kamash mulon da'afilu achi gazvin, and the chiddush of Sif Beis is that still we make gzeira in that case. And says the Mishabur in Sivkotan Dalud, v'gam bazeh im chibro besiru b'charses mutter. In this case, where they're side by side, if you would attach the vessels with either lime or clay or anything else, it would also be mutter. So the idea is that when the two are actually attached in some way, then you view it all as one there, and you would for sure not take any oil from either one of them. But if you just have the wick sticking into both, that's not enough. You still might come to draw oil from the one that's not the actual nair, but the kli next to the nair. And therefore, if they're not attached, it would be a problem as well. Now we go weiter in the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says weiter in Siv Gimel, Ein nosnin kli b'shabes tachas haner. You can't put a vessel on Shabbos under a candle, lekabel shemen hanotef, to catch the dripping oil, mipneishu mevatel kli mehecheno, because that is canceling out a vessel from its preparation. We'll stop at this point in the Mechaber, and we probably will not go weiter tonight. We'll see a lot of Mishaburas on this, but again, what the Mechaber is saying over here is, if you have your oil in your candle, and it's dripping, and you want to try to save your oil, so you want to put a kli under it, but since the oil, as we'll see, is muktzah, a very serious muktzah, because it was designated for the fire, it was usher to take out, to use, it's part of the nair, so that wax, that oil that's going to drip down onto the kli is going to make it a problem of moving that kli, and therefore you're not allowed in the middle of Shabbos to take a kli that was allowed to be used, and now you're all of a sudden making it unusable because now it's going to be muktzah because of the oil that's dripping into it. So let's see the Mishabura now that will explain this in great detail. Let's begin at Sivkot on Hay. So you can't put a kli under the nair, lekabel shemen. Aval mutter loseis tachas nair shel shava o shel chelev. But you can put a plate under a wax candle. Shechoshe shema yipol v'yadlik mashatachtov. You're worried the candle might fall over. You see a Shabbos candle or a Hanukkah candle, you see something swaying and it looks like it's going to fall over and it might catch fire. There, you are allowed to place a kli under it. So you want to put a vessel under the wax candle so the wax candle falls, it will land on the plate and not burn your house down. That's mutter. Umitam, the reason is the kevon de'efshir linar miyad ha'isr mitocha keli. Since immediately when the candle falls down, you could shake out the wax candle right away. The candle falls under your kli, even if it's on fire. You could shake out the candle right away. So lo choshe mevatel kli me'echino. That's not considered to be mevatel a kli from its preparatory stage, because you could still use the kli. The candle falls in, you immediately shake it out, and you could use the kli afterwards. Velo dami l'shemen. It's not similar to the case of shemen. She'eno rotze l'naro ulhafsido. I guess the shemen, you want to save the shemen. That's why you're catching it. You want to save the shemen, so you're not willing to shake it out. Here you're willing to shake it out, and therefore it's okay. If you look at note number 5, he explains a little more that which the Mishabur referenced in Siman Reish Ayin Zayim, and that is the Mishabur writes over there, Shekat Shetzorach Etzah Kli Menaro Benachas. If you need the Kli, you could shake out the candle gently. Dahainu Shemekarev Etzah Kli Samach La'aretz. You'll put the Kli down close to the ground. The Acharach Menaro, and then you'll shake it gently. The Afal Pi Sheyetochen Sheyechabe Aner. Even though it's possible that the candle will get extinguished as you're shaking it out of the Kli, still it's permissible. Mishum she'eno psikresha. It's not a psikresha because you could shake a candle out of a kli and not extinguish it. V'afal gav shebishas near hakli memelu metatal gam ha'iser. And even though at the time of shaking the kli lemaisa, you're moving around the iser, the candle. Kasa b'bir alocha shom shemuter lasaskin. That's allowed. Kevan she'enze elatiltul menatzad letzorach dover hamuter. That's only considered tiltul meratzad, using something else to move muktzah, using the plate to move the candle, and that is the tzorach dover hamutter, because you want to save your plate. So it's tiltul meratzad, the tzorach dover hamutter, which we'll get to in hilchos muktzah, and that is permissible. So again, that's why you would be able to put a kli under a wax candle to catch it if you're worried it's going to catch fire to something, but you can't put a kli to catch the oil, because the oil you want to save, and you're not going to shake it out, and there you're being mevatel a kli me'echino. Continues the Mishabura. But if you want to put a kli under the coal on top of the wick, you know, sometimes you see a wick and it creates a little bit of coal on top. So you want to catch that coal in the kli, that will be usr. Unless it's a place of a loss. And even though after that little coal from the top of the wick will fall into your kli and will extinguish, you could shake it out of the kli. Mikomokom choshev bitul kli me'echenu lefisha akoponim. It's still considered being mevatel a kli from its preparation for a temporary time. Kevan she'yefsher lenara miyad. You can't shake it out right away. Why can't you shake it out right away? Because if that little coal falls out with a little sparks on it, a little fire on it, and you shake that out, that would be a psikresha, that it's going to get extinguished. So therefore, a regular candle to catch the candle, that's okay because it's not a psikresha, it's only the Vashti Maskavin, you could shake it out right away and get rid of it. But a pecham, which is on top of the candle, which is going to fall down, that's already much more chummer because there, you'd have to wait, first look as extinguished, to then shake it out, and therefore, during that small window of time that it's still on fire, you can't shake it out, otherwise it'll be a psikresha, it'll be extinguished, and that's Yimavata Kli Me'acheno for even a small time, which is a problem unless it's a makom hefsid. If you look at note number 6, he points out, Upecham zeh, this little coal on top, Biar Shulchan Acharav, Sheyesh Bo Mamish, that's considered a has a mamashus. Dehainu Kein Chaticha Shagachalim, She'enam Nichbos Miyad. It's like a little piece of a coal that doesn't extinguish right away. V'lachain Yesher Lenaru Miyad Ad Achar Sheyechabe. And therefore you can't shake it out right away until after it goes out by itself. Kedei Shelo Yeschayev Mishum Mechabe Umavir Kedin Achota Begachalim. It'll be like stoking coals. You can't shake it around and move it. That would be a problem of either Mechabe or Mavir or both, and therefore that will be a problem of Avatal Kli Mecheno, unless of course it is for the purposes of a Hefsid. If you look at note number 70, it says us later on, we're going to write, She'ein Lahatir Bitul Kli Mecheno Lizman. We're only going to allow this case, Mavatal Kli Mecheno, for a temporary time. Kigon She'osel Linares HaMukta Miala Kli. For example, you're going to soon shake out the Mukta from the Kli, El B'mokom Hefsid Meruba. It has to be a Hefsid Meruba. But the Matzah Shekel says that Shigam Khan Kaven Shiesh Khash Lidlaika, since the concern here is a fire, Nechshav Hadavar Kehavsa Meruba, that is considered a Hefsa Meruba. And then he writes, Ubitul Kli Mecheno Lokol Hayom B'mokom Hefsa Meruba, but even if there is a Hefsa Meruba to be Mavatal Kli Mecheno for the whole Shabbos, so the Mishabu writes later on, Shenechlego Achronim B'davar, that's the Machlokas in the Achronim, Vehevi B'bir Aloch Hashom Shekoshem Mo'od Lahokal B'zeh. It's very difficult to be lenient with that. Which is hard to hear. It means if there's a chash of your house burning down, it's still going to be hard to hear that you're going to be able to be mevatel kli me'echeno for that. That's a machlokas. Let's see the next mishabura in Sifkoton Vav. You can be mevatel kli me'echeno from its preparation. Shahoya muchan mitchila l'taltalo. This kli, when Shabbos started, was ready to be moved around. It was perfectly fine to be used. The achshav osro betultal. And now by catching the oil in it, you're being aser, you're asering this kli from being allowed to be moved. Machmas Hashem and Shebesocho, because of the oil that's inside of it. Shum mukta machmas iser. It's a very serious mukta. It's mukta machmas iser. Because this oil, when it was in the air, was also to be used. Also, le stopping manner. You can't take it out. Otherwise, it would have been mechabe. So therefore, since it's Muktzah Machmas Isser, you can't move the Kli now. K'moshe Kasa B'Siman Reish Ayin Tes. The Chachamim Osru Levatel Kli Me'echeno Mipnei Shedome Ke'ilu Soser HaKli U'Meshabra. What's this whole idea? Why is it Osir, says the Mishabura, for, why is it Osir to Levatel Kli Me'echeno? Because that's like breaking a Kli. It's like destroying a Kli, because you're making it unusable. It's like destroying it, and therefore the Rabbanon Osir it. But if you have in that kli that you're going to catch the oil, something else that's mutter, you put your watch in there, something that's mutter to move, mutter la'nicho tachas haner l'kabel bo shemen, then you can place it under the candle to catch the oil, d'hayachol l'tatlo agav ha'heter, because you still will be allowed to move the kli because of the heter that's in it. Imu b'inyan shemutter l'tatlo b'shvilo, if you did it in the right way, meaning there's more of heter than iser. So you put something chashev of heter or more majority, we'll get to the details later, but you catch it in a way that there's more heter than iser that you'll still be allowed to move the kli. So of course it's mutter, not be mavatal kli me'echeinu, and that will be a way to catch the oil. K'mo shekasa b'sov simen shin yur ayin shom, like we'll see in Hilchos Mukta, Amir Tzashem. Od Eitza Acheres Kaso B'Tshuvas Maharil. Another Eitza that the Tshuvas Maharil brings down. The Hiskevim of Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham agrees to this as well. The Yosim Klimi B'Od Yom Tachas HaShulchan. Now this is talking about a case, as you'll see in a second, that the candles are not on the table. The candles are hanging, and the table is underneath the candles. So you put a Kli before Shabbos underneath the table. U'B'Shabbos Acher HaAchil. And on Shabbos, when you finish eating, Yosir Es HaShulchan. Move the table out of the way. V'akli omeid me'atzmo tachas aner, and the meilo, you're left with a kli underneath the table, underneath the candles, after you move the table, and the kli is ready there to catch the oil. V'aftu gorim b'shabes levatel kli me'echeno adei atzaras ha'shulchan, and even though you're really causing a bit of kli me'echeno by removing the table, because now you're allowing the oil to fall onto the kli, and now the kli is not going to be usable anymore, mikomakom shari, still is permissible, kevan she'enu mevatlo b'yadayim b'shabes. Since you're not being mevatel biyadayim, meaning you're not moving the kli there on Shabbos, the kli was there from before Shabbos, you're just removing something to allow the kli to do its thing, that would be permissible. Va'od, and furthermore, the ha'ein anu nizharim melohasim kli b'Shabbos ala shulchan tachas haner, we're not warned not to place the kli on Shabbos on the table, under the candles, afabisha nofa bo shemen. No one says you can't put a kli on the table and oil might drip into it from the candle. We don't see that as a problem. Ke'emiskavin lakach, you're putting a kli on the table, so oil happens to drip onto it. We never say that's a problem because your kavanah is not to catch the oil. Hachanami here also, ein niskavnim kishemeser ashulchan el latzolas ashulchan shalipo elohaner. Here also, when you remove the table, your kavanah is just to save your table from the dripping oil. Your kavanah is not to catch the oil. And even though Lamaisa, it is a psik reisha that you're going to be mevatel kli me'echeno, since it's only grum of the Matzah Shekel says that would not be a problem of mevatel kli me'echeno. There are a couple of other interesting notes over here which are in the back of the sefer. I'll just skip to one because it's not going to have time for both of them. Note number 12 points out the same way we just said, since you're not mevatel kli me'echeno biyadayim by removing the table and now allowing the oil to drip into the kli, you're not doing anything biyadayim because the kli was there, you're just removing the table. But that's same token, he says, v'chein kli she'munochem bo davar hetev davar iser. If you have a kli that going into Shabbos had mutter and aser stuff in the kli, the Shlomo Zalman says, she'mutter lito b'Shabbos as a hetter. You can take the mutter thing off the kli, af she'yishar b'kli rak ha'iser, v'yosar ha'kli b'tiltel. In other words, you had going into Shabbos on the table, you had your phone and you had your challah, whatever it is. You had a mutter and an aserdik thing, and let's say the mutter thing was more chashiv, so you're allowed to move it. So now, by taking off the challah, now the table becomes aser to be moved, because now it's only has muktzah on it. So Shlomo Zalman says the same idea, since it's only a grama, what are you doing? All you're doing is taking off the challah. You're taking off the heter. So in the mele, you'd be mevatel kli b'echeno by removing the heter, that also will be mutter, just like this case, that you move the table away, and the mele, the oil is going to be dripping onto the kli, and be mevatel the kli, but you didn't do anything b'yadayim, that's going to be okay. Even though really the whole din of being mevatel kli b'echeno, you never really do anything b'yadayim. Mevatel kli b'echeno, you're just putting the kli there, and then eventually it's coming to drip. But that's the issue of mevatel kli b'echeno. This is a little more removed from the regular Mevatel kli b'echeno. We'll stop here. We'll finish, Emirat Hashem, the simin tomorrow.